Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the old Triple Zion. Your host, moderator, is Overseer Janice Ford. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all is well in your family circle. I want to take this podium, I want to take this opportunity, hallelujah, to just thank all of you, my continued faithful listeners, hallelujah, out there in my digital audience on this morning, and may God bless you. I just thank God for you, you, and you, and whatever that you want God to do in your life, I'm standing in the gap, hallelujah. If you got the size of a mustard seed, faith, that's all you need. And trust in God that he will do what he say he will do. All you got to do is just apply the faith and leave the rest to God. All right. I will be with you. I'm scheduled to be with you this morning. An hour. And I'm going to, right now, we're going to send condolences out to each one that has been intruded, impede upon bad news as a loss of a relative or someone dear and near to your heart. And we just want to send condolences out to you, you, and you, and just let you know that you are not alone in your hour of despair. We want you to know that you have prayer warriors that's praying for you and with you, that God will bring about joy and restoration unto your heart and soul. And we just want you to be encouraged. Hallelujah. So now, without any further ado, we're going to go into our opening prayer. I'm going to skip a little bit of my opening on this morning, because I know that time is of an essence. So now we're going to go into our opening prayer. And I want to ask those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer. And I want to present our Messiah. He's a holy deity. I want to present to some and introduce to others. He's Jesus Christ, is his identity. Hallelujah. He is Jesus of Nazareth, yet he was born in Bethlehem over 2,000 light years ago. Hallelujah, but he's no longer in the grave. He's sitting in his heavenly dominions, not on the left, not in the middle, not in the rear, but he's sitting on the right-hand side of his Father. So I want you just to bow your heads as we acknowledge him on this morning. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together, God, in unity once again, God, around this spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly planet that we're treading on, we're moving about, going to and for in our daily itinerary, God. We know that it is not I. We know that it is not I this is not our home, in other words. I just lost my thought. But we know that you have lying in waiting a home that's not built by mortal man. But you are the craftsman, and you are the creator. And we will continue mounting from the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims traveling through this barren land. I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Father God, enable me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your glory, we won't take your praise, but we'll give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. Let the cathedral temple of God and his people say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you for allowing me into your workspace. Some of you are at work in this wee hour of the morning. I want to thank those of you that allowed me into your living room space. And then I want to thank those of you that are able to get me, hallelujah, on your iPhone or your smartphone. Hallelujah. And you're able to pick me up on your podcast dial. I just want to thank you. I salute you. Hallelujah, this morning. And may God bless you once again. Right now, without any further ado, we're going to take you into a live church program. This is a live church program. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And so we're going to go into our sermon. And the title this morning is The Answer is No. Understood. I want to say that one more time. The sermon on this morning entitled, The Answer is No. Understood. And we're going to read our first key scripture. And it reads this. David arose from the ground, and he went into the house of the Lord and worshiped. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, 2 Samuel 12 and 20. All right, we're going to go to our second key scripture, and it reads this. O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew 26 and 39. All right, we're going to go on down to our next key scripture. And it reads this. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and hewed themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Jeremiah 2. And 13. And we're going to read our fourth and final key scripture for this morning. You do not know what will happen tomorrow. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of James 4 and 14. And you know, sometime in this life in which you and I live and exist and have our beings, you know, we come up through turbulence. We come up mountains of setbacks and booby traps that the enemy set out for you and I and us. Sometimes we pray and seem like our prayers go unanswered. Sometimes we pray to God and we may not get anything as a response. Sometimes we pray to God and then the answer come back unknown. But we know that God do not think like you and I. Hallelujah. He says, my thoughts and your thoughts are not alike. My ways are not like your ways. So we know with that retrospect that God is God all by himself. And his word tell us, he said, I am God and I do not change. So we know that God do not change, but we change. We change our attitudes, our dispositions. We change our hair coloring. We change our dress code. We change a lot of things about ourselves to improve our identity of who we are. But we know that Jesus is a holy God that never changes. He do not change his mind. His word shall stand forevermore. He tell us that his word shall not return back unto himself void, but it shall go out and accomplish what God has sent it out to do. And you know, our children, they are so lovable and innocent. Until you and I, and us, as parents, say no to their demand. And when that happens, some of our kids scream uncontrollably. Insisted on what they want. When our children were little, hallelujah, you know, they would ask us to buy them certain items, certain toys, certain clothing or shoes, and we might have told them, not today. I didn't come to shop for you. You might have come to shop for another child, son or daughter, or even a spouse. But you told that child that you was not going to buy that certain item. Hallelujah. And we know that it's important for us to learn to accept no for an answer. We feel that this would them to handle the disappointments of life more effectively. And when you and I and us, when we pray, it would also help to submit to God's will. We know today's Bible reading records King David and his admission of guilt when confronted by Naaman. David was forgiven, but God let the consequences of his sin fall on the baby conceived out of wedlock. David fasted and he prayed to the Lord night and day for his son Uriah. But in spite of his sincere petition, we find out that the baby died. And you know, instead of behaving like a demanding child and being angry with God, David got up and he washed his clothing, hallelujah, and he went into the house of the Lord in worship. And that's the reading that's coming out along, 2 Samuel 12 and 20. You know, that's the way it is in our daily lives. We don't get everything we want from God. But God blesses us. He provides means for us to pay our debts and to have a roof over our head, have transportation to move to and for. That's what God promised that he would do. He would take care of our needs, not all of our wants, but our needs, according to his riches and wealth. And we find out that his actions teach you and I and us an important lesson, because sometimes we must accept no from God as the answer to our plea. We know in time of difficulty or loss, you and I and us, we should seek God help and deliverance. But we must still trust him. And if he does not answer our prayers the way that you and I want him to, we have to learn to take no for an answer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And it's in his will that is our peace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we're talking about the answer is no. Understood. And we know that in this second key scripture where it says that, oh my God, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew 26 and 39. We know that his power can make you and I what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse you and I and us, our heart, and make it free. His love can fill our soul, and we will see his best for you and I, and his way with thee. Even when we know that God's way is best for us, we may still struggle to obey him. When Christ, our Savior, faced the horrible reality of bearing our sins on the cross. Hallelujah. He agonized in prayer, saying, oh my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Jesus, who lived to do his Father's will, he struggled and prayed, then willingly obeyed. And he can help us as we grapple with the difficult choices in our lives. There are only two kinds of people in the end. Those who say to God, thy will be done. Those whom God say, in the end, thy will be done. And if you and I and us, we continue to choose our own way, he will eventually allow us to suffer the consequences. So it's best to surrender to God now. And if we do, we'll have the assurance that his way is best for us. And we say that, Father God, have thy own way, Lord. Have thy own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I'm waiting, yielding, and speaking. And you and I and us, we know that there's victory in surrender when the conqueror is Christ. You know, we don't always get our way in this life. We get the answer no many times. We fast and we pray. We miss meals, long hours in the day and in the night. We pray, hallelujah, we cry out to God. And we think that because we miss some meals and we pray and we read God's word, that the answer should always be yes. But I beg to differ, because in this life, there will be some yeas and some nays. We don't always get our way, but we tell God, not my will, but let thy will be done. And God told them, he said, that they had forsaken me, the fountain of the living water, and hewed themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that hold no water. That scripture reading, my sister, my brother, coming once again out of the law of Jeremiah 2 and 13. You stay on the job, working through the bitter cold of winter and the blazing heat of summer. After years of strenuous effort, you finally complete the task. Then you step back and you wait for your system to feel, and it leaks. You discover too late that all your sisters, no matter how well constructed, they will leak. I'm reminded of the story of a picture of fertility, of an attempt to find satisfaction. In this life, it's an old age problem. God told the prophet Jeremiah that his people have forsaken me, the fountain of the living water. Instead, they have expended their effort on broken cisterns that can hold no wine. So when I ask you this morning, are you driven by a soul thirst, yearning for satisfaction? I want you to be encouraged. There is a spring of living wine rising from hidden depths, pouring into our hearts, satisfying us, even as it makes us thirst for more. So I'm encouraging you to stoop down and drink, because we know that only God can satisfy our hunger. Everything else would deceive and disappoint. But God tell us, whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water, springing up into everlasting life. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 4 and 14. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. So we know that when Jesus tells you and I and us no, that doesn't mean that he doesn't love us. That doesn't mean that our prayers have went unanswered. But that just means no. Don't mean it's no forever, but it's no for the appointed time. God said in everything there is a season. There's a season to cry. There's a season to leap for joy. There's a season to reap and sow. There's a season to pull up. There's a season to plant. So we know in everything there is a season. You have a season to be blessed. You have a season to go into trials and tribulations. You have a season for God's deliverance. So I want you to be encouraged, but I want you to keep on living for God. Keep on trusting God and praising God, even through the no. Because we know that in God's time, God will give you, he said in his word, the desires of your heart. You know, there was a real estate developer. Hallelujah. He owned impressive property in the city of New York. And according to his own testimony, he had the desire to add the great twin towers of the World Trade Center to his holdings. But his wish came true 6 weeks before those two imposing skyscrapers were destroyed by terrorists. He had obtained a 99-year lease worth billions of dollars to Majestic Sun. But sadly, the fulfillment of his dream turned into a nightmare. And this reminds you and I and us not only of the uncertainty of life, but also of the need to align yours and minds and our desires with God, with his will and his way. Experience teaches us that if we allow presumption to run our lives, we find out that the fulfillment of our own compulsive dreams may turn to dust and ashes. There are legitimate desires to be said, but the book of James tells you and I know how to approach them instead of presuming that our plans and our dreams will be fulfilled. Well, to say if the Lord's will, we shall live and we shall do this and shall do that. We submit our plans to God's will. We can enjoy his peace in the midst of life uncertainty. of life is uncertainty, and our path is unclear. Yet we have no cause to falter fear if our plans that we made are dreams to fulfill are born out of love for God and His will. So I'm encouraging you to write your plans in pencil. Then after you do that, give God the eraser. Give God the eraser. Because we know that there will be some changes. You see the street signs, they change every day. The streets that was bumpy yesterday, today has been changed. Put tar down, and they have packed it, that hole, that pothole that was in the road. It's now been filled with tar and have been made smooth. So like I say, don't be mad at God if He says no to you. Just say, yes, Lord. I love you in spite of the answer that you gave me. Let not my will, but thy will be done. We have to learn to accept the no's as well as the yes and the yeses. It doesn't mean that God do not love you and us. Because God love us. God love us with a love like no other. You can't even fathom the love that Jesus displayed out on Calvary Mountain. Jesus proved His love beyond a doubt, that He loved you and I and us. Hallelujah. Taking 39 stripes upon His backside. If that wasn't enough, that was pierced with a spear in His side. Long, gigantic nails put upon His hands, right and left hands. Then they placed 1 foot upon the other, drove gigantic spikes from the top layer of Jesus' flesh to the last layer. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Jesus died like no other in the history of mankind. So with that being said, you are sure that God loves you and He wants His very best for you. So when God says no, we have to man up and woman up to say, yes, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Because we know behind every dark cloud is a silver light. You don't know how and what that no will turn into down the road. It will be a blessing beyond comprehension of the mind. It will blow your mind what God has laid up behind that no. So in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God. If you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf. You are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondent to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been produced by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Your host and moderator has been Overseer Janice Ward. So you can send your remittance, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Kilroy, California, 95020. You can log on to our web address, www.JanniceWardMinistries.org. Hallelujah. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And we now are going to turn you over to the second phase of our program. If there be any prayer requests or testimony that you would like to share with the world, the lines of dial-up prayer requests are now open. And if there be not any prayer requests at this time, we're going to now take you over to our second phase of our program, and that is Hymns of Zion to Uplift Your Spirit and Encourage Your Heart. So I want you to buckle up with Jesus at your wheel, because He is people friendly. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
I want to get away. Here's I won't tell my story. bread, and I'm smiling white, and I'm a Jesus man, out for love of God's eye. You see, he laid my soul to do his will, and the rest of my life, for him I'm gonna leave. Holy Ghost, spit on my head, for that promised land. I know I am. I have so many reasons to feel good. When I count my blessings, my cup is always full. Cause when you serve a mighty God like mine, he'll give you a miracle more than one time. I'm a Holy Ghost filled, and I'm from the land. But I want you to know I'm a God's child.
Jesus,
come back. Let me tell you again, I'm a God's
child.
Jesus, come back. I'm Holy Ghost filled.
Holy Ghost filled.
I feel like I'm from a blade. Don't need nobody to tell me God is real. Oh, I already met him for myself. And he made a way for me. I'm a God's child. I'm a
Jesus
kind of man. I never will forget it. When they did me down in that old mine creek, tied a rag around my head. I said, I'm a Jesus kind of man. I'm on my way. I'm a God's child.
I'm
a
God's
child. I'm
a God's
child. Y'all come on and go.
Oh, my God. and said, sing this song for me. So you remember how you used to sing it? He said, no, no, I can't sing that song. Young man looked at him and said, why you can't sing it? You know what he told him? Since you saw me last, something happened to me. I don't want to pick all night on this thing. But before he left that club that night, he told that young man,
I'm glad I can start again tonight.